to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm your host, Ellen Schmidt, and we're going to have a wonderful night of music and spoken word. I'll say more about the featured artists when more folks are here. Running sound and recording everybody, both audio and video, is our sound volunteer, Ira Grauman. Please give him a big hand. Ira Grauman, seated right over here. Paul Beck is assisting Ira tonight and will be setting up all of the performers. He's a wonderful musician, and he, as part of his duo Ergo Canto, will be featuring here next week. And Paul's going to do a couple of tunes, and then we will get started with the open mic. So please, a big welcome for Paul Beck.
Thank you. I'm trying to remember where I actually learned this particular cautionary tale, but I think from the singing of Howie Mitchell way back in the 60s. The chief defect of Henry King was chewing little bits of string. At last he swallowed some which tied themselves in ugly knots inside. Physicians of the utmost fame were called at once, and when they came, they answered as they took their fees, "There is no cure for this disease. Henry will very soon be dead. His parents stand about his bed, lamenting his untimely death. When Henry, with his latest breath, said, 'Oh, my friends, be warned by me that breakfast, dinner, lunch, and tea are all the human frame requires, with that the wretched child expires.'" Thank you. Thank you. Getting a little bit more serious for my second number. This one dates back to the late 1800s in Australia, when they had kind of an economic downturn. This man talking to his horse. "Come, stumpy old man, must shift while we can. All the I know this song. "Come, stumpy old man, we must shift while we can. All nights in the paddock are dead. Let us bid our farewell to Glen Eva's sweet dell, and the place where your lordship was bred. Together we'll roam from our drought-stricken home. It seems hard, but such things have to be. But it's hard on a horse when he's not for a boss, but a broken-down squatter like me. For the banks are all broken, they say, and the merchants are all up a tree. When the bigwigs are brought to the bankruptcy court, what chance for a squatter like me? No more shall we muster the river for fats, or spill on the 15-mile plain, or rip through the scrub by the light of the moon, see see that old stockyard again. Leave the slip panels down, don't matter much now. There are none but the crows left to see, perching gaunt on yon pine, as though longing to dine on a broken down squatter like me. For the banks are all broken, they say, and the merchants are all up a tree. When the bigwigs are brought to the bankruptcy court, what chance for a squatter like me? When the country was cursed with a drought at its worst, and the cattle were dying in scores, although down on my luck, I kept up me pluck, thinking justice might temper the law. But the farce has been played out, and government aid ain't extended to squatters, old son. When my money was spent, they doubled the rent and resumed the best part of the run. For the banks are all broken, they say, and the merchants are all up a tree. When the big wigs are brought to the bankruptcy court, what chance for a squatter like me? Without reason, believing the season, no squatter could stand such a run. And it's useless to squat when the rents are so hot that you can't save the price of your grub. And there ain't much to choose twixt the banks and the screws once a fella gets put up a tree. No odds what I feel, no court of appeal for a broken down squatter like me. For the banks are all broken, they say, and the merchants are all up a tree. When the bigwigs are brought to the bankruptcy court, what chance for a squatter like me? For the banks are all broken, they say, and the merchants are all up a tree. When the bigwigs are brought to the bankruptcy court, what chance for a squatter like me? And what chance for a squatter like me?
Thank you.
How about a big hand, please, for Paul Beck. Again, he's part of the duo Ergo Canto, and they will be featuring here next week, and we'll see how the time goes and see if Paul